Peter Harrett, the co-owner of Mighty Peace GM Power Sports and RV, thank you very much for allowing us to be here. 10 years. That's a milestone, isn't it?
10 years for Mighty Peace. Actually, we're quite excited. Yeah, for sure.
It's 10 years for them, 5 years for you. Specifically, I guess, what has been some of the attributions to the success of not only the organization, but yourself, the staff, the community?
You know what? I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is definitely is the being community involved, whether it's the food bank, the women's shelter, local sports, Navigator, Ski Hill. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It seems like we are part of everything. Because A, we can, and B, we appreciate the opportunity to be a part of everything in the community. That's one of the first things that comes to mind. At the end of the day, the biggest thing to have us as successful as what we are is the staff. I mean, that's always your biggest and your best asset in any business, and nobody can touch our staff. I'm quite proud of them, and I'll brag about them on a daily basis. Because, yeah, we're here, we work hard, we have a lot of fun. And the staff are actually, they're here and they stay here. And we don't have a revolving door. So that's huge in any business. So we're very excited to be able to brag about that.
During that 10 years, you've had some, I don't want to say hiccups, but you've had some challenges over the years. A couple of big ones that come to mind, the COVID years, the now tariff years, or the tariff time, I guess we can call it. How do you get through some of these game plans, and how easy or how difficult is it to get through these game plans, knowing that they're changing all the time?
Well, like any business, obviously there's always challenges, and the best way to overcome these challenges and get through these hurdles is to have the staff on your side and take care of the staff, and the staff will take care of the business. And we got through COVID. We didn't do any layoffs. We were very, very proud of that. I mean, the staff got us through it. And here we are today. And now we're looking at, yeah, some tariffs, talks, and all that good stuff. But we'll get through that. We're not worried about it. If we can get through COVID, we can get through tariff. So that's we have the staff to do it.
How much fun has it been in the last, 5 years for you personally, 10 years for the company? It almost seems like it's a party atmosphere in here, isn't it?
It is, actually. I mean, we have fun every day. Needless to say, we work hard every day, day in and day out. Lots of hours per week, per month, per year. The staff are here. They come in the morning, they leave in the night, and the work ethic is just second to none. But because everybody's been here for so long, we're quite familiar with our surroundings. Our customer base is so loyal. They're here on a regular basis, even if it's just for a coffee or coming in for service work or whatever the case. We know them so well. So everybody is very comfortable in their surroundings. So, yeah, it's got that party atmosphere, I guess, for lack of better terms. But at the same time, we have fun. We work hard. And you know, being our 10-year anniversary is definitely a little bit turned up on the party mode, that's for sure.
You mentioned the customers that come through the doors of Mighty Peace for the last 10 years and beyond. How true is the statement that the customers are the basic contributors to the success of Mighty Peace?
Well, I mean, as true as the day is long. I mean, without our customers, we wouldn't be as successful as what we are. We're here again to take care of them, and they certainly take care of us. I mean, we appreciate the relationships that we have with every customer out there. Always a huge thank you to the Peace Country for always taking care of us and allowing us to take care of the Peace Country.
They get to take care of you at Mighty Peace, but I understand you get to take care of them for a day.
Yeah, May 22nd, we actually have our customer appreciation day, our 10-year anniversary day, our party day, whatever you want to call it, is definitely, you know, burgers and hot dogs, obviously, on the parking lot. We got door prizes. We got balloons, again, barbecue, you name it. We got Tim Hortons. Thanks, Gord Drummond, for doing the Tim Hortons muffins and coffee there as well. And yeah, we even actually have a cake to celebrate our 10 years. So we got a little bit of everything, and we have a social committee here at Mighty Peace that's certainly helping organize that day. So May 22nd, 11 till 3, it's going to be a very, very busy day, but we're quite excited to have so many people come in and get a chance to catch up and all that good stuff.
Next 10 years looking bright?
Very, very bright. You know what? I mean, not just bright for Mighty Peace and all the staff here at Mighty Peace, GM and Power Sports, just bright for the Peace Country. There's so much going on. There's so much coming down the pipe, you know, with different industries out there. There's so much. The future is so bright just for Peace Country alone, but we're excited to be a part of it, to say the least.
I'm improvising here, but we raise our glasses to Mighty Peace for 10 years. Hey. Congratulations. Peter Harrett, the co-owner of Mighty Peace GM Power Sports and RV. Appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
And thank you, and thank you to all the people here in Peace Country. It's beyond appreciated.